This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Conversation here on our weekly get-together, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, dairy farmer, about to be a hemp farmer, grow a lot of hay. You can go to my website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, see what's going on my farm as I try to deal with the reality of not being able to do dairy anymore. For all kinds of reasons. I start this program every week with something that's important from the farm news, and then we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Jack Algier, who comes from Stone Barn Center in, this is a great farm in New York. I remember talking to him a year or so ago, but he's got something new going on that may help you try to, we're always with our focus on making your farm productive. That's why I continue to talk about hemp and some of the other ancillary things, because they'll make your farm viable. Whatever it takes to keep your farm viable is what this program is all about. America's farmers are living in the worst economic crisis in 30, 40 years. Commodity prices, the trade wars, the flooding, which continues. We all know if we're in the Midwest, what the heck is going on? More rain this week and next week. And so as the farms are being ravaged by all of these things, it's really important for our economy. A lot of people, Trump doesn't understand it, and neither the people around him for the most part. The booming economy that he always talks about is certainly not affecting the farmers. There are maybe five or six very wealthy farm families who have, like I talk about the Sweezes all the time, and DFA and Dean Foods and stuff from Texas. They've made literally billions of dollars thanks to their political connections with George Bush, and that's always what it's about, your political connections. The average person doesn't have that. Maybe they have some political connections, their county and in their town, but that doesn't usually help to make a difference in the economic realities. And if we have a strong economy and we don't have a strong basis in growing and providing ourselves with our food, then there's a problem coming down the pike. And it's getting more and more obvious with the trade wars, especially cutting demand for commodities from some of the foreign buyers. This is very painful. Very, very painful. And the Agriculture Department has almost $8 billion at its disposal to help farmers. But unfortunately, because of the bad leadership that we have right now, the money's going, was it $684 million last year on the farm bill? Went to big ag co-ops, big ag entities, big ag farmers that don't need a penny of this stuff. It's extraordinary how the system is being abused. So there is a real story to be told here, lots of different things. I was looking at one of the stories from upstate New York where there have always been lots of dairy farms. Whenever I drive to New York to go to auctions and that sort of thing, I just love looking at the open land, but so much of it's not being used. And part of that is because farmers don't have the labor. The labor issues are not just associated with the immigrant situation, although that is a real problem. But there's a lot of hype about Americans. They don't want to work on the farms. I don't see that as reality, frankly, because every time we turn around, and one of the things I bet we'll talk about with Jack Algier today is the basis, the support or the labor pool that he has on his farm. It's there. Younger people who come from the city who want, they maybe they a little bit of fantasy comes into view here, and so they think about how wonderful it would be to live on a farm and work on a farm. Working on a farm is hard work, and the kids that come off of the farm that don't want to be farmers, they'll attest to that. But there's a way, there's a happy medium here, it seems to me, and we haven't found it. Again, because we don't have, I mean, I think some of the leadership, especially in the National Farmers Union, there's some good leadership, good ideas there, because there's a practical farm, there is a political base to it, but there's a practical farm experience quotient that the people running the National Farmers Union have. And I think it used to be the case, American Farm Bureau used to have it, but it doesn't really anymore. American Farm Bureau has become very, very political and very connected to the larger operators in most of the states where they are. Here in Massachusetts, where my farm is, you still have, I belong to both the Massachusetts Farm Bureau and also National Farmers Union, and I keep prodding them to help us make our farms viable. The problems with planting hemp, for example, which I do talk about frequently, given the market for CBD oil produced by hemp, a lot of excitement by people who are considering planting the crop. I'm trying to create a market for it myself in a company that I'm putting together, but it's still very difficult because the political reality is these people don't have a clue about what life is like on the farm. They don't know the issues, and they don't care to, many of them. That's what's damnable about all this. These damn politicians don't have a sense of what actually is going on the farm. They don't have a sense of what's going on in the world of food and food production, and therefore the farmer is languishing. So, but I think I take seriously what I want to have people get out of this, and it is an inspiration for new ideas on your farm. New farm, old farm, whatever, we all need ideas. So we'll share some of those new ideas, courtesy of Jack Algier, who will join us in a moment here on the American Family Farmer. First, though, let's talk about you and your health and your well-being and how you're feeling as you get a little older working on the farm. Are you taking good care of your heart, your ticker, circulatory system doing well, is it? How about your joints, your muscles, and how active you have maintained? Are you still physical? A lot of hard work on many of the farm. A lot of people sit in a tractor, though, these days and just put it on autopilot. That's not farming. That's just driving. Farming is working with the animals, working with the crops. And in order to maintain your health, you need omega-3s. And then the question comes up, well, what do I take for omega-3s? Is it fish oil or is it krill oil? A lot of people don't even know what krill oil is. It comes from the same kind of fish. It's ultra-pure fish oil. So the omega-3s are good for your heart, circulation, cardiovascular system. Krill oil is great for your joints. It boosts your comfort. So let's get on to something that will help you in a week notice the difference. The pureness of fish oil and krill oil put together, combined by Purity products, products called Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Very powerful, very strong, very healthy. It's from the very best of all the fish, the krill oil, the fish oils here. Let's make sure that you get both of these. It's actually a small little pill, not like these big pills you see sometimes, the regular omega-3s, which have a lot of vitamin D in them. They're huge, sometimes hard to swallow. Not so with Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. And the best part about all of this is you'll feel the difference, and you'll be able to feel it free, because the first bottle you purchase is not really a purchase at all. It comes to you free. You pay the shipping, that's it. So let's put the debate to rest. Let's combine fish oil, krill oil together with CoQ10. And your free bottle from Purity, call 800-355-1493. Do that now while you're thinking about it. Wherever you are in the country, whatever time of day it is, whatever day of the week it is, doesn't make any difference. Somebody will answer and get your order for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Call now, pay $4.95 for shipping, and it's yours. Good for your brain, too, in addition to being good for your heart. Omega 50, Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. Get it now at 800-355-1493. First bottle is free. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Jack Algier, the farm director at Stone Barn Center in New York near Tarrytown, New York. Jack is a graduate of the University of Rhode Island, has a degree in horticulture, has been farming since the 1990s. He's been involved in organic farming, biodynamic farming, ecological systems, a lot of diversity here. It's great because when I look back now to when you were here before and I remember looking and taking actually making copies of the barns. I think I may have told you at the time my barn, my barns at Eastleigh Farm in Massachusetts, are not made out of stone. It's a stucco, really. But your barns were fabulous. I think the idea that you have here is really focused completely on the future, and that's really great. How are things different now than when we talked a year or so ago, Jack?
Well, we're in a new growing season, and good morning. Glad to be back with you, Doug.
Thank you. Likewise, good to have
you. The beauty of farming, right, is just is it's all new. Everything, each new season brings some new projects and innovations and things like that. And we have a whole new group of students here. Our farmer apprentice program, where we're training eight students a year intensively across all the aspects of the farm here.
Greenhouse. So these truly are the, this is like the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. You're producing the next crop, at least. Are they, normally they stay around locally, or do they, you find them spreading out around the country, the people that come through your center?
You know, they really do spread out. It tends to stick closer to outside of the cities, though, smaller farms. And, that's, revitalizing that direct market, small farm.
Yeah, well, that's the, as you heard me say a few minutes ago, that's kind of where it is now, because a lot of the kids that come off the farm don't want to work on the farm. And maybe part of that is because they're too big and there's not enough help and too many people are trying to do too much. So now we've got it down to micro farming. How many acres do you have at Stone Barn?
Well, we actually manage about 350 acres of ground with livestock, and we have about 9 acres of vegetables and a whole mix of other stuff.
Yeah, see, but a lot of these kids that are starting now are doing veggies, and they're doing it on 4 or 5, 6 acres, and people say, how can you do that? Well, if you do it well, manage it, and I can see that. You got all this land, but you've got so much production in so many of these different parts of the farm for veggies. Let's talk about that as we continue here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
I mean, new trends in farming is sometimes smaller is bigger. What do they say? Less is more. Jack Algier is here, farm director at Stone Barn Center in outside of Tarrytown, New York. He and his wife and fellow farmer have done a. I think I like that. The wife as the fellow farmer. That is what kind of holds things together, isn't it? The family that farms together stays together. Does that sound corny? I guess it's true, though, isn't it?
I mean, no, that's just what we're looking for. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's how we planned it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, you know, then.
And you know, that's what the enterprises are looking like. It's small. The small farms work with a small group of people who can work together and in this modern day, really get to the markets directly to people that, like you said earlier, that we need people to get connected to their food and understand farming in a way. And there is a place for more small, direct family farms.
And they don't need government help, and they don't need government funding. They don't need any of that stuff. I mean, maybe you take advantage of some of it there. I don't on my farm. I don't want the government involved. But then you look at the headlines that people are reading aren't about what you're doing or what I'm doing. They're about the huge agribusinesses and the huge farms that they suck all the energy out of the room when you're having these conversations. Trade war and all this other stuff and, you know, bargaining for huge numbers of people that come into this country. Free, they're supposed to be under collective bargaining. We don't have those issues on our farm. And if we had more farms like yours and mine, we wouldn't have the food issues that I think we have. We've allowed ourselves to be duped by the huge big agribusinesses like we have in so many other areas. And I don't know, this may be one of the last places, Jack, in America we can fight back. And
I agree.
Sort of.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, we depend on the commitment of the community around us to support this stuff. These farms do not exist on their own in this way. We're here because the community wants us to be here. And small community businesses help make that happen by, you know, really committing to buying the product and celebrating what we do together.
All right, let's talk about search engine optimization, which for some farmers, they say, what? What are you talking about? And the question comes on whether you've Googled your farm lately. That's one of the things, you know, we've got a lot of people talking about the internet and net neutrality and not being able to get on board. But even if you're a small farm, and maybe even more to the point, if you're a small farm, you need to have the use of social media and be online, right? And is that part of what you teach
Absolutely.
People that come to your farm?
Well, we make sure that people understand that their story is important, that the only way the values of that farm is going to get across is if we really are proud of what we do and share that with our community.
Mm-hmm. And how do you learn how to do that? Is that part of what you teach these farmers that you run, as you were saying before, a number of farmers through an intensive program every year? Is it not just about the seeds and the soil, but it's about other things that are ancillary to being successful? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the breeds, the seed and access to seed and innovation, other innovations like tools and, you know, using modern efficient methods and also broadcasting what you do. I mean, you know, the kind of folks that are coming through here, the millennial group that is really our best bet for restoring farms are coming in without a lot of experience, but they have a lot of, you know, athletic backgrounds and
Yep.
science backgrounds, and they can apply this stuff. They're excited about making direct change in their food system. They have a lot of skills to bring, even though that might not be the same old traditional ways that we got raised up, you know, knowing. And I think that's okay. We have to find a modern way to approach this and make it exciting. And they're also really good at Instagram.
Yes, they are. Right. Well, I want to talk about this new program that you've initiated there, see if we can inspire some farmers to do what you're doing right after a few important announcements, a little news here and there. Now 28 after on the American Family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Doug Steffen here with a weekly overview from the practical side of farming. When I say practical, I mean not necessarily the farmers that are making the most money. They may be responsible for growing the best food, though, under the circumstances. It's not always about money. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barn Center in Tarrytown, New York. We are talking about some of the programs that he has initiated there. He oversees a lot of public input, a lot of land where people are coming to help, volunteer. You're very innovative and known around the country as that. So what new program this year is? We are getting excited about hopefully getting on the land. The Midwest is going to have to dry out a little bit. We got a lot of rain to deal with here in the Northeast as well, Jack. But mm-hmm. Once that all gets straightened out, what do you have that's new on the horizon?
Well, one thing we've been working on, it's now actually been happening for about 8 years, but we really just took a corner of this, is a group that we call Slow Tools that is really getting engineers and farmers and local manufacturers and folks together to help design better tools and equipment for small farms, for direct market farms. We think that there's a pretty big gap between, the home, garden, and lawn type of stuff and what's
right.
really available from the big ag, and we're trying to fill that gap.
Well, we have, I think you and I have similar backgrounds. I'm probably a little older than you are, and I can remember back when I first started pushing, going through the rows of lettuce or beets or carrots or whatever is there, pushing. It was a hand device. It had three extensions on it. And it was basically a cultivator, a hand-pushed cultivator. Sometimes you could, in the old days, put horses on it. Now I have cultivators for my tractors that I use on the corn and stuff. But I don't know, the, some of the things that are being, you know, the huge developments, there were a lot of things that were created by farmers, and then the farmers went into the business after a few of their neighbors said, oh, yeah, that's a great thing. Well, let's make a few of those. And that's how a lot of these tool and implement companies came to be. And in the last, 20, 30 years, most of that's gone offshore to Europe, hasn't it?
That's right. Well, there is a bunch in Europe because there's demand for it there. Right. And just like you said, a lot of this stuff was developed by farmer engineers and that did something. And now a lot of the stuff is being developed by engineers who don't really have much
farming background at all. Right.
No,
yeah.
No. So we're trying to bridge that and, you know, get people at the table together with some equity. And, you know, we're coming up, you know, to think back about what we were using for wheel hose and things like that in the past, those are all brilliant ideas. I mean, nobody's reinventing the wheel here, but we are modernizing it. And if you look at all of the equipment that's out there at this scale, everything from motocross to electric hub motor bicycles to wheelchair technology to zero-turn lawnmowers, all that stuff fits at our scale. It just has not been applied to that 2 to 6 acre vegetable operation.
Why do you think that is?
On it.
Why do you think
because
that
I think that we've wholesale let go of this size farming for the past several decades and generations. We just let it go, and we don't see we have not socially seen the market for it. And I'm saying that this is a really important thing that people are demanding more local small farms to be engaged. And without the right modern tooling, they're not going to be efficient, and they're not going to be able to make an economic competition.
One of the things that has happened is we've allowed, because we have leadership that's not inspired or inspiring, and this goes back, I mean, think about the last time we had a president or even governors of some of these states that were really interested in farming as opposed to industry or their own political careers or whatever it is, somebody who might have come out of a small farm background that keeps that focus and knows what is needed. I have a little next to me. There's three farms in my community. I have the cows, and another guy's got conventional produce market, and then there's the organic farm that's right next door to me, and they have a couple of little farmall cubs and smaller Massey Ferguson tractor, and they've got all these little things from Fendi, the smaller tools that you're talking about that have been created. And that is where the market is. And the people who are coming along, although a lot of the kids are clueless, they're willing to learn. And, you know, it's just kind of funny to see them driving down the street in a tractor with this look on their face like.
They love it. And to your point, they are kind of clueless. So the reality is that clueless leads to inefficiency, right? And, you know, and people complain that local food is expensive or hard to, you know, hard to afford and that kind of thing. That, you know, we're talking about farming that is largely labor. We're talking about the American farmer who is really a treasure, a national treasure. There needs to be more of us. And, you know, if the small tool actually helps the efficiency of that farmer, that 70% labor cost that really goes to, you know, allowing all these small farmers to actually have livings in our communities, then it makes them more efficient. It makes the value of the vegetable that much clearer. And in the end, makes the community that much stronger by having farms like yours and mine in the neighborhood.
Well, one of the things that I talk about here with regularity when we think about who really is benefiting from these conversations, it's the small American family farmer. It's the farmer-controlled businesses that you find in the landscapes dotting the country. And it's the locavores that use the products that we are growing, the people who are the end beneficiaries of all of this. And that's really why you see the thing growing, because a lot of people have educated themselves. They're sick of the crap that comes out of Monsanto and the produce that is loaded with all kinds of everything that you don't want in your body. And, you know, people are aware of it now. There's a real divide. It's kind of like the haves and the have-nots. People who really understand the food supply, the food system, and what they want for themselves and their family, and people who don't give a damn, who haven't really are completely clueless about what it is they're putting in their body. And it's the naivete created by, in part, the difference in our in the educational system. There is no respect anymore for what comes the understanding how your body works, and I mean, it's just part of the stuff that we complain about. The more headlines I see with Bayer doing this, that, or the other thing, trying to put guys like us out of business, the more I get angry. But that doesn't fix the problem. Doing things better than they do is what fixes the problem.
The danger in this kind of disconnection from, you know, where 99% of our population is not farming. Right. When that disconnection happens, then people say, well, why don't you apply technology and have this autonomous
It's all technology. Yeah, right.
The point is, we can apply this technology. It is our friend, and we can play together. But the rule here is that the idea is we want to put the farmer closer connected to the soil and more connected to place, so the greater intimacy. We're not trying to remove that farmer from the land and get them on their computer operating from their house. We want stewards. We want people to care for this land, and the farmers do. This is the thing. Like, the art of farming is the fact that we have this relationship with the land, and I think it's something that's really important for communities, for conservation and all the other aspects that are sort of benefits beyond even growing food.
Well, we're so focused on Walmart and some of the other big stores, and people go in there because they buy cheap food. You get what you pay for, folks. The American farmer is getting 15 cents of every dollar you spend. The people responsible for growing the food, the people who are responsible for providing you the food, get 15 cents out of every buck. Think about that. And whether you think General Motors is making 15% out of every dollar you spend for the car, or ExxonMobil is making 15 cents on every dollar you spend for gasoline, not hardly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just like you said, if you're farming off your ground and selling vegetables alone, or you're just selling beef, or, you know, the farmers are inherently ingenuity and creativity.
Survivalists.
Part of our world.
Yeah.
And you know, that's part of what the entrepreneurship is and the enterprise. So a farmer might be building a piece of equipment in their shop and having support for them and having that kind of side business to develop something, or their relationship with the local fabricator or tool shop in town is another great way to design things. And so our perspective is get more people involved in this process of thinking and design for farmers. You know, if we want more farmers and we want more younger farmers, then, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is sort of straying away from gas engines, more electric kind of power, like hub motor, lighter touch on the land, more precision, and just, you know, using what's out there already in the world and applying it and getting these young engineers and people who are and manufacturers get them excited about the fact that they can actually be designing for small farms and help to reinvigorate our suburbs and the rural.
Because this is suburban farming. You can do this in the suburbs. I'll tell you something. Many of the people that I know, even if they're fairly large-scale farmers, are furious at John Deere and AGCO and all these big companies that are making tractors that you no longer can fix on your own. And they're trying to legislate keeping farmers from being able to fix their equipment. I'll tell you, if there's one thing that'll be a rallying cry among people, even the medium and big guys, are this approach from these arrogant bastards that run these big. I mean, John Deere tells you that you can't work on your own tractor. Who the hell are they to tell me that I can't work on my tractor?
Or that everything is so proprietary that the parts themselves are too expensive.
Right. And then that's where the ingenuity comes in of people making parts. I'd be interested to see what 3D printing does for making parts for stuff that we have on the farm. Check out the website.
We're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. I bet you are. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barn Center. Go to their website, stonebarncenter.org. And we'll have a few final words from Jack in a matter of moments here. If you're getting bored with what you eat, this is a perfect place for this conversation. A lot of people are really tired of unhealthy fast food. So here's some news from Martha Stewart. She is doing a free taste test. Yep, free taste test. Giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service called Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh ingredients right to your house, making it so much easier than ever to cook a fabulous, healthy, fulfilling meal with local food, local vegetables, that sort of thing. And you grow it and you cook it in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, healthy choices. Just listen to the podcast, The American Family Farmer Show, every week, and you know where I'm coming from. So in the Martha and Marley Spoon department, 18,000 recipes you can choose from to put the things that come to your house, the dishes that come and are sent there, classic, creative, fresh food, and you'll be eating in just a few minutes. Become part of Martha's free taste test. Get your free first three meals are free. If you're one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810, you'll get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to get your free meals. FORK to 246-810. Be a part of the new era of eating really fresh, wonderful food. The texting again is FORK to 246-810. Get free meals today. FORK. Text FORK to 246-810.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
For the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on some of the restrictive user agreements that are keeping you from fixing your own machines, tractors, implements. There has now emerged a very strong vocal faction of advocates who want to change what has come about as a result of living in the age of planned obsolescence. I think this is the most damnable outrage. There are a lot of outrageous attacks on farmers. But the fact that the big producers like John Deere, AGCO, these big companies that make all of the appliances, if you will, that we use in farming, they've made it so difficult to fix the crap that they sell. You know, everybody likes to have new equipment. I don't. I haven't bought a new tractor for 15, 16 years on my farm. I wouldn't buy a new tractor. And it specifically goes back to this. You know, it's the fact that we on our farms fix our own material, our own, the tractors, when stuff breaks, we fix it. But the new stuff that's being built challenges our ability to do that because the manufacturers have made it almost impossible for us to get the tools to fix this stuff. So now we're confronted with a question of whether we buy something new to replace something old or we fix something old because we can't fix anything that's new. It's outrageous. John Deere is the worst. They expressly forbid their owners to perform their own repairs, so they pay $90, $100, $110 an hour to fix this stuff. Why would you buy a John Deere? Don't buy this new stuff. That would be my message to you. You can respond, Twitter, at Doug Steffen. All right, back to seeding your mind with ideas. From the Stone Barn folks, Jack Algier, the thing that I'm looking here at your website, not only the beauty of the farm itself, just give us a few seconds, because that's all we have left anyway, of how this farm came to be. What was it originally? It looks like somebody very wealthy may have put up these barns a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Rockefeller family built the barns in the 1930s, and it has been a few different things in the process. It was a dairy for about 20 years and ran as a Simmental breeding operation from 1970 to the late 90s. And then Stone Barns was granted the property from David Rockefeller as a nonprofit, and with our for-profit partner Blue Hill at Stone Barns as a restaurant. And it's been our job to care for this land and to care for the grounds that are around it, about 350 to 400 acres of open grass pasture for our cattle operation, sheep and cattle.
If you go to the website, can we see ideas, the things that you're talking about, these new tools that you're trying
to
create?
You can go to stonebarncenter.org, and on there you can see a section on there called Slow Tools, which has got some information about what we do and some pretty cool links to things, including some CAD drawings for mobile chicken coops and odds and ends like that.
Jack, thank you. Jack Algier from Stone Barn Center, stonebarncenter.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bring it on in.
Yep, it's time for us to now think with my perspective on things. That's what this last portion of the program is usually about, my commentary. And I'm going to focus on how to, or maybe the attitude we have in our country about getting farms to prosper, what people know, what we can say till we're blue in the face that nobody knows anymore, nobody cares, only 1% of the people make their living on the land, all of that stuff. I'm kind of tired of hearing that, tired of talking about it. I want to focus on the road to change, maybe with a couple of different ideas right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A new paper published by the American Society of Breast Surgeons recommends that average-risk women of breast cancer not remove the healthy breast to prevent future cancer, a procedure known as contralateral prophylactic mastectomy, or CPM.
Removing the other breast is not going to make them live longer because their risk of developing breast cancer in that other breast is actually reasonably low.
Breast surgeon and the paper's lead author, Dr. Judy Bowie, cautions women on the risks of CPM.
Obviously, removing the breast has potential complications, bleeding and infection of the main two that we talk about. And if you're doing bilateral mastectomy, bleeding at the site of the surgery or an infection at the site of the surgery is essentially doubled.
Dr. Bowie says it's not unreasonable, however, for women who have a strong family history or a gene that predisposes them to breast cancer to consider the removal of both breasts. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
All right, so I was interested in what the National Farmers Union did with their branch in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, having a meeting focusing on what's going on in the Midwest. A lot of presidential candidates are rolling through there, and they all talk about how important it is to have a vibrant rural community and all this other guff. And so it is just, it isn't up to them, although they'll tell you that it's up to them. It's up to you. I saw a profile of a farm in Massachusetts here, dairy cows, 24 cows being milked on this farm, and the family's actually making a living doing it because of what they're doing with the milk. And yeah, there are a lot of people who are predicting higher dairy prices by the end of the year, but there are a lot of farmers who are tired of being told that they need to tighten their belt because the belt is as tight. This isn't better business. There's nothing. You don't grow by not doing as much. It just doesn't happen. So I thought it was interesting that what came out of this meeting was what the group called about 300 farmers that showed up at this thing, 6 hours talking about the future of farms and the Farmer Bill of Rights. That was put forth by one of these family farm groups. Whether legislation fixes this or not, people are wising up to the quality of food. I think that's becoming more and more real. You hear and see more and more stories about this little dairy up in Coleraine, Massachusetts, and the fellow there at Stone Farm and what they're doing and how young people are getting into business. The hog business is no good anymore either because the Chinese bought out. You see, it's the same thing. So you got to create your own market if you can do it. If you have the stomach for it, maybe you need to borrow money from a bank or somehow or other. I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but if you look at the people who are surviving now versus 10 years ago, I think the trend is changing because people want, many people, not everybody, they don't all get it, but many people really want good food, better food. They don't really work on price. They work on quality. And so one of the things that we need to do is give more respect to the people who have created wealth for so many others. I said 15 cents out of every dollar is pretty much what the farmers get on average for the produce if they don't sell it themselves. Not always can you do that because some places are very rural, but it's certainly we get these co-ops together like these guys are talking about, the wealth that is created by having you have control of the end use of your product. More and more, that's where it's going. And I think when you look at the meeting they had in Wisconsin and you look at some of the other things, we're having a meeting here in Massachusetts of the National Farmers Union in a couple of weeks, and it's all going to be focused on what we can do to take control away from government, give it back to the farmer and the people who use the food. Keep that in your mind as you're thinking forward to this year on your farm. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.